Goeiemôre mense, wat manne en annes is, live and loud on your morning wireless. He's got the hair, he's got the flair and the kind of jokes that hit harder than a club from your oma. Hilarious on social media, living in Balito and touring the world with his sharp wit and unapologetically South African style. Tracksuit wearing, moustached, rocking, proudly South African and funny as Fox News on weekdays. Ooh. Make some noise for the one and only Skullkeeper Zaydan!
Wow! Thank you, Papa Darren.
Who wrote that intro? Because I want to punch them. I want to headhunt them from East Coast Radio.
Hey, that's our producer over there, Vian Funamava. We do a collab.
Yo, Vian. Please, can you write my press releases and my show intros? That's so good.
So, Skulk, you have some interesting international trips you've gone. I've watched your TV show. You do some wild stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want to know what you were doing here, but I believe you just got back from Australia and New Zealand. How was that?
Yes, that was just live shows.
Oh, no, nothing crazy.
No alligator wrestling
or like cross-dressing, stripping.
No, nothing like that. It's my third time in Australia. I always like touring there. Shame they soft.
We've seen them on radio.
They always very. I must always there learn to. You mustn't let the full South African out,
come
and
out.
You mustn't tell them like too much about. They okay. Very shocked, eh?
Yeah.
You know, because like when they ask, especially about the crime, they ask about the crime. You go, no, I've been very lucky crime wise. You know, I've just been hijacked once or twice, and the guy was very nice. And they're like, what? You know, they get pickpocketed and have to go for trauma counseling. But it is a very South African thing. I realized when I was there that you would only hear that sentence from a South African's mouth. Like, I haven't had too much crime. Just a mugging or two, and just I'm very grateful.
There was one break-in. They didn't wake us up.
Very polite.
Very nice.
They're so professional. is it lucky to be back though?
Yeah, you're so lucky. I've been there for a year now.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, yo, how did I end up in Balito? It's so random and it's so hot and I'm always sticky. But now I'm at a point where
you're still talking about Balito, right?
I wasn't sticky once in Australia. Yeah.
That's great. So listen, Skulky, we've got...
Once in Bangkok. Yeah? But
it's so humid there.
Exactly, like Balito.
So we've got a round of... We do this thing, right? Doesn't matter who the guest is, where we do these quick-fire questions and you don't see them coming. We're going to do that with you just after 7:30.
Okay,
we're going to go into Newswatch right now. And then we will reveal to you why we actually invited you here today. You know, normally people... Okay. It's because you're a comedian or TV star or a person that, but it's about your running. Yeah, we need to talk about this. What the hell?
Must I stop?
What the hell?
It's East Coast Breakfast.
One of South Africa's funniest bona fide comedians is here. He's right there. Say hello.
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 Skull,
I'm here.
Side note. He's here. He's sitting. We're sitting with him in a room. And we're going to do something we do with everyone. Doesn't matter who you are. You could be a comedian, or you could be an athlete, or you could be both. Which is what you
which
are.
Which is
now.
What I am.
Yeah. And then we do this thing.
Not a joke. He really is.
No, he is.
I know that because you guys know I'm an athlete as well.
No, so that's a joke. Sorry.
I have played tennis against Darren, and he's pretty good.
He will surprise you with everything he does. It's crazy.
Thank you, Skulky.
He's pretty good, guys. I will say this.
He's obviously why he's doing the interview.
Because he's so tall. He just stands on one spot. He can reach anywhere. His arms are so long.
His squash is easier. I never leave the team.
It's like table real tennis is like table tennis for you. You just stand in one spot.
And I make the sound effects as well.
Oh no, he really does. Okay, so
quick fire questions.
Quick fire.
Don't have to say Darren for this one, I promise. Which comedian makes you laugh?
I have to go OG Casper de Vries. Like back in the old school Casper, like never held with laughter like that.
I know this is supposed to be quick fire questions, but I'll tell you about the time Casper.
No, I was invited.
It's quick fire. Okay. Yeah. No, he is hilarious. I'll tell you on the tennis court.
Okay, cool.
Okay. When you think, and is it in English or Afrikaans?
Zulu. Hey. Only think in Zulu now that I'm in KZN. Kempton Park, it's in Afrikaans.
Yeah.
What's the most Afrikaans thing ever?
Just Steve Wolfman. he just embodies it.
What is the most awkward encounter or thing that you've witnessed at an airport?
Well, I was actually now in New Zealand. I got pulled over for a bag check, and then the couple next to me, the guy opened their bag, and there was a, like, you know, like a police baton.
Yeah. But the battery-operated police baton.
Yes.
Oh.
And
in front of everyone.
Yeah, well, and the guy was just so professional. He just, like, picked it up like a stick of dynamite, yeah, very carefully, put it to the side, searched the bag, put it back. He did not even flinch, and it was bright pink. Like shocking pink, like you could not miss it.
Awkward. And imagine on a 13-hour flight, and you have to sit next to that person. All right, what's the weirdest DM you've ever received?
Ooh, you know those scam DMs that say like, "Hey, I've passed away. I'm on behalf of someone, and I want to leave you my estate." But my mom's Instagram got hacked because she clicked on a link. So I got a DM from my own mom saying, "I've passed away. I want you to inherit my estate." And I was like, "I am anyway."
Oh, that's great. And then what do you do when you're at home?
Annoy my dogs.
Okay.
I miss the dogs a lot when I'm, like, people say, like, what's the hardest thing about being overseas so much and stuff? It's like, at the time, but I don't miss the house. I don't miss the
garden, the place,
the bricks.
Yeah.
But like, my dogs. My goal is to get to the Taylor Swift level, flying in private jets. You can take your dogs on. If I can get to that level, that'll be great.
Then you've made it.
Yeah, then I've made it. If I can get my dogs, take my dogs with me overseas.
So when you see Skulk in Australia with selfies with his dogs, you know.
I've made it.
He
don't phone me for alone.
This is not a trick question. Is it okay to eat a bunny chow with a knife and fork?
I'm going to say no.
That's correct.
Fake the Frankies for you. And a bunny chow. But Skulk, you're joining us today. We've done our quick fire questions, but we need to know, how far is the Comrades Marathon?
89.94.
How far away?
East Coast Breakfast.
Skulk was 8 note. He's here with us, but not in the capacity of comedian or even a Belita ratepayer.
Well,
he is here as an athlete. he's running the Comrades. When I saw it first day on the socials, I'm doing the Comrades, I thought you were gagging. I didn't think you were
Darren,
like,
literally said you.
No, he's joking.
I told them you drink Comrades, and they're like, "No, bro." Guys, he's totally.
It's because I don't do the Strava thing. I don't share my run. I don't want to like show people how slow I run. So I don't do the old Strava thing. So I think a lot of people don't know that I run, because I don't really share it on social media. And then
I think that's why we were surprised.
Yeah,
because you share everything on social media.
I know, but like running is, like, my running is not impressive enough that I would want to post about.
But it's a trend though, bro. Like, clearly, everyone, if you run, you post. Like,
it's one of those things. I don't
want to. If you're vegan, you announce it, and if you run, you post.
The thing is, the people who post are running like really impressive times per kilometer, and I'm like 6 minutes 30 per kilometer. nothing to post about.
Do you have a running disguise so that you don't get stopped?
No.
Do you get stopped then?
Sometimes people will. It's more like hoot.
Yeah.
People will like hoot. So but that's nice. It's motivational.
Yeah. It's like, oh, does that inspire you? Okay.
Yeah. It's because it's just like, you know, that little, hey,
Amanda.
Are they hooting maybe because you're running in the middle of the road?
Sometimes, maybe, yeah. Because a lot of people are hooting at me in Australia. I'm like, I don't know, I was so famous yet. When I was like, oh, wait, there's a sidewalk.
Okay, so let's just ask you this question. Why did you decide to run the Comrades Marathon this year?
I've actually always run, like in school. I was long distance and everything.
Oh,
but
wow.
I think, I said to someone the other day, I think because in school I was quite an average runner, there was never a lot of pressure on me to really excel. There was never like a coach shouting at me and stuff, because I was always in the middle. So after school, I was one of the few people that just kept running, jogging for fun, for fitness, because the top athletes after school, when like you don't have a coach anymore that's like breathing down your neck, you quit because you don't associate it with something fun.
Yeah. Mm.
So because I was never like one of the top guys, I never went to like the provincials or whatever. Running just always stayed like really fun for me. And because I'm so busy and like always comedy on my mind, I've started like using running just to like have that little bit of a switch off, leave my phone at home. Yeah, just to kind of zone out a bit.
And now I think we're 16 days before the actual day. What is the goal here? Obviously, finish, yes, but
finish is
times.
Finish is the main goal for me. I just want to be able to say, I finished, comrades. I'd be devastated if I'm one of those people that like in the last, you know, when you like jumping for when you like diving for the edge, line, yeah. No,
come skulk, be that guy.
No, but you could be like the most famous person.
You'll
to
be
do.
The fa- yeah.
Like you, like you'll, it's yeah.
You, come on,
maybe I'll
two know. Names in the newspaper. Whoever won,
yes,
and skulk is Aiden
finishing last.
Maybe I'll do that. Like if I get to the line and it's like just before 12, I will stand there for a while and then 11 hours 59 minutes and 59 seconds step over.
So it's like. I know you. We know you. Yeah. But like, you know, we've worked with you and we follow you and we've interviewed you before. I never knew about this running part of you. Like, how do you train? How did you train for comrades?
Just running.
Just run.
You just run.
So what, have you done the route tester?
It's very
through the sky.
My dad did the comrades only twice, Dad, but he said, look, a lot of people are going to listen to this, be like, oh, this guy's not going to finish. But he's like, listen, because everyone's been saying to me, are you doing the strength training? Are you, what diet are you following?
Yeah.
Yes. My dad said to me, guys, you just have to get the K's on your legs. All the strength training, the goos, you know, the people are so hectic about the goos. How many goos are you running with?
What's a goo?
The goos is like those thing you run with and then it's like a little energy booster.
Yeah. Okay.
Those running goos.
Yeah.
My dad's like, just drink the Coke next to the, next to the, drink the water.
You'll be fine.
If you have enough K's on your legs, that is the main thing. I think so. People get so distracted by the diets that they follow and like hitting the gym, they don't get enough kilometers on their legs. And at the end of the day, your legs need to have that like memory of like, oh, when we get tired, we can push through that. But look, I'm saying all this, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of which,
I'm optimistic because I feel good at the moment and I feel fit, but I don't know.
How do you manage to train? Because you're always traveling, you've got gigs, you're busy. How do you actually manage to get the K's on your legs?
So like April is like the most important month. That's when you have to do the most K's, and it actually worked out well that I was in Australia because of the time difference. When I would wake up in the morning, South Africa is still asleep. Like I don't have anyone to call. I have like no work. I don't have to chat to my agent. Nothing. So then I could just get up. I have the whole day available just to run. So yeah, but it's hectic, man. Like you have to run. I would say like to people who want to do comrades, the biggest challenge is not the K's. You'll get used to the K's. The more you run, but the time it takes. Like if you have a family, if you have kids, I don't know where people will find the time to actually.
Yeah.
It's more the time that it takes to run the K's than the actual K's. That's the
Did
problem.
You
you get bored, like because I was just running there by myself.
Yeah.
So it's like 2 hours on the road. Like you eventually you bored of music.
Yeah.
There's not like any music I want to listen to. You're bored of your own thoughts.
Yeah. Podcast.
Podcasts are bored.
Yeah.
Eventually, I have like thought about everything in my life I've ever done. I've thought about all the things I want to do. I've processed every trauma. I'm like, I don't know what to think about anymore.
He's run on what you see. Like you're just over 1,000 kilometers this year.
Yeah.
It's wild, guys.
That's amazing.
That's wild.
But I started in Australia, like putting on my stories. Anyone in Perth who wants to go for a run, just to go, like just to chat to someone.
And you run. So if someone's with you, run and you have conversation, you talk, you chat.
Yeah, but the runs are slow. It's not even runs. Yeah. It's like slow jogs. It's just to once again, you just get the K's on your legs. Yeah.
Well, Skulky, we're going to get your race number. Yeah. We're going to follow
please.
You. When we say follow you, we're not going to be running. We'll be on the couch.
Yes.
We're following you visually there.
Yeah.
And I hope you finish.
No, I really hope so.
You'll finish, right?
You think you're an athlete and you think he can't finish the comrades.
I didn't say that. I'm saying, jeez, I hope you finish.
But I'm going to use the... I'm not too proud to use everything along the route. Those people who like, yes, rub your legs with, yes, DP. I'm going to go lie down with every person I see with DP. Rub my legs. Those people who spray the things on your legs. I'm going to go lie there with my legs in there. I'm going to use all the things. Drink all the Cokes.
Yeah.
Eat all the...
bananas.
All the bananas.
And raisins.
All the bananas.
And the bananas.
Yeah.
Yeah, cataflam.
Everything.
All the stuff. Skulk, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
We'll chat soon again. And all the best, eh?
Thank you.
East Coast Breakfast.